What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the Rogue One, Gary Whitta.
Never not happy to be here.
Oh, look at us. We're blue crew today.
I know. I said to you earlier, like, are we two? Is this too matchy? Different flavors of blue plaid?
Yeah, it's nice. It matches the background and everything. We're doing fine.
Yeah, it looks good.
We're looking really good.
Very color coordinated.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Great minds think alike.
We were talking about this beforehand, but to bring everybody up to speed, you got the Pro. We knew that.
The PS4 Pro, yes.
You picked up Horizon.
A little retail therapy.
There you go, yeah. You
picked got Horizon, yes.
You got God of War.
Thanks to you.
No problem, that's what I do. Hashtag game provided by PlayStation. You've been playing God of War. No spoilers, of course, no spoilers. Are you enjoying God of War?
Yes, okay. Of course. I mean, you'd be mad not to, wouldn't you?
And then you said your wife is playing Horizon.
Yes, I tell you the problem, what I've learned.
Lay the problem on me, Gary.
Games on disc.
You're done with
I don't like it anymore.
I agree.
I bought Horizon... it was a deal on Amazon for $20. You get it on disc. I think there was a steal.
That's
there
steal.
Was a similar deal, I think, digitally as well, but I didn't see that. I saw the Amazon deal.
So I snaffled it up. Yeah.
The $20 deal.
Yeah.
And then I asked you if you had any spare God of War codes, but you actually gave me a disc because that's what you had.
Yeah.
So now it's like the Dark Ages where if we want to play Horizon or God of War, you got to do the swappy swappy.
That's not what it's about, man.
I guess people still buy games on disc, but it's not the way to do it anymore.
No, not at all. Everything
on my Switch, everything on all the other consoles. Like, I can't remember the last time I actually bought a game on. I buy games all the time.
Yeah.
Last time I bought a game on disc, I cannot even recall.
Yeah.
Because it's so nice to just be able to like switch around without having to get up and pop, oh my god, I got to change. There's been a lot of disc swapping happening,
and it's
not fun.
I'm sorry about that.
But apart from that, I mean, you know, it's a small problem to complain about when you've got two great games.
Yeah.
Incredibly great games.
Yeah. Is that your whole weekend then? Just playing through these games coming up?
A little bit. To be honest with you, I haven't made a ton of progress in God of War. I've been playing it kind of here and there, but it's very obvious to me, even from like the first, I'm probably like, I don't know, a couple of hours into it, that it is, you know, a sublime piece of artistry. It's just so, you know, I know you guys have already done the game cast and have talked about this in much more depth and know the game way better than I do. Again, I'm only a few hours in. I don't know if it's doing anything significantly that has not been done before, but everything it's doing like as well as it seemingly can be
I think
done.
That's a part of it, is that it's the story, it's the gameplay, it's the pacing.
The story,
are all perfectly
the characterization,
done.
The voice acting. Whoever does the voice of Kratos is just incredible.
He's a guy from a nerdy show I bet you'd like.
Oh, yeah?
I want to say Battlestar, but that doesn't sound right. Maybe Stargate. One of those kind of things. He's like, he's that guy. When they revealed him finally, and I was like, oh, it's that guy.
He's
one of them sci-fi nerd guys.
It's really well done. The all the character interaction between the father and son. Are really great. That first battle with the stranger
be careful,
is tremendous. We spoil it.
We don't spoil anything here.
Okay.
People know about the first battle. There's a first battle with a guy.
The first battle is
don't say anything about it.
Remarkable.
Exactly. Best superhero fight in a video game.
Well designed puzzles, beautiful. I mean, you know, and so you remember when I first plugged it into the PS4 Pro, there was a bit of discussion about resolution versus
performance. Yeah.
And I did a bit of research on it, and it was really annoying because it was split 50-50. Like half of the sites and the opinions that I found was like, oh my god, performance is by far the best.
Of course.
And then a bunch of people saying resolution is by far the best.
Sure.
I went with resolution just to see. I figured, well, let's see, and if I feel like it's stuttery, I'll just switch it.
Yeah.
Looks beautiful in 4K, and I gotta say, if it's slowing down or stuttering, I'm not noticing it. Looks great.
Good.
Loving it.
All right. I'm glad. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Right into kindoffunny.com/KFGD with your questions, comments, bad PSN names, and everything else under the video game sun. Then watch us record the show live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames if you're one of the people watching. One of the thousands watching. You have a special job, you need to write in to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and listening on podcast services around the globe. Housekeeping for you. If you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny right now, you can sign up for fan mail. This month it's promposals. You have a few more days to get in there. If so, you'll get a personalized video from us asking whoever you want to prom. You can share it as you like. Yes, Portillo is an option to pick. Party mode is up today too. There is a new Fortnite party mode where I am pretty goddamn good at the game on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. A Halo one up on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames for just a buck. Remember, the spoiler cast with Corey Barlog is up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe for God of War. Watch it once you beat it, not before. And then remember, today we're brought to you by Marvel Puzzle Quest and MeUndies, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. Looked right into the light. Dumb idea. Hurt real bad, Gary.
Don't look directly into the light.
Should not have done that. Four items on the Roper Report.
Hey, yo, that's a baker's dozen, bro.
Thanks, cool, Greg. Number one, the NPD for March 2018 is in. I am reading from VentureBeat about it. Here are the top 10 video games that came out in March. Number one, Far Cry 5. All right, cool.
So no, that was the top-selling game.
Exactly. Okay. No huge surprise there, you're right? That we already known it was killing. NPD analyst Matt Piscatella, friend of the show, had a quote in the VentureBeat article that says, Far Cry 5 debuts as the top-selling title of March 2018, and it instantly becomes the best-selling title of 2018. We knew it was going to do well. We knew it was doing well in the UK. We had some of the early stuff. Did real well. Here's where it gets interesting, Gary Whitta.
Mm-hmm.
Number two on NPD for March 2018. Sea of Thieves. Matt, again, says, Sea of Thieves was the second best-selling game of March and is the eighth best-selling game of 2018 year-to-date. Sea of Thieves generated the highest launch month sales for any title produced by developer Rare since tracking by the NPD Group began in 1995. Surprising, I'd say, because, of course, this was included with Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass.
Oh,
if you had
right.
that, you got to do this. But a lot of people still went out and bought Sea of Thieves straight up. Which
so
is
these,
cool.
Do these sales not include the Game Pass?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's not a purchase of the game. From what I understand, kindoffunny.com/you're wrong if I've misread that or misinterpreted about that. Matt just put up a tweet I caught before we went in saying that he thought this was proof that this isn't a, you know, Game Pass doesn't cannibalize sales. It just opens it up to more people. That the people who are going to buy a game and want the game are still going to get it. Then there's this. But it remains to be seen maybe as we get deeper and deeper and deeper with bigger games and Game Pass gets a bigger footprint if that'll actually change things around. Number three was MLB 18, the show. Number four was Kirby Star Allies. Number five was Grand Theft Auto 5, of course. Number six, Call of Duty World War II. Number seven, Mario Kart 8. Number eight, Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom. Number nine, NBA 2K18. Number 10, Monster Hunter World, a favorite of mine. So a lot of good games out there, but that's Sea of Thieves getting to number two. Very interesting.
Yeah, and interesting to think. You got to make the distinction between single platform and multi-platform titles. Far Cry 5, of course, is on both the major platforms.
Right.
Or so I should say two of the major platforms. And Sea of Thieves is, of course, Xbox exclusive. And then you've got right behind it MLB PlayStation exclusive. So
sure.
I think the ones that are only on one system... all the more impressive that they're, you know, up there in the charts with a lot of multi-platform titles. No, I guess no real surprise that Far Cry 5 is up there. That was the big
Sea of Thieves is a question though, right? And I don't want you to get a lot of your wrongs. Remember that Far Cry 5 on PlayStation 4, Xbox, and PC. So three major platforms.
And yes.
Sea of Thieves, exact same thing. Xbox and PC.
Yes.
But Sea of Thieves getting up that high. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by it, but I was. Just in the fact that
I don't know. I mean, it was like this was Microsoft's one. This was their big thing, right? So they really, really pushed it.
The more interesting thing is something people have written in about before, and we haven't made it to the show that or falls off before we get there. Is just the fact that where are all the players now? It seems like a game that was very much for that week. Everybody was about, but I think they wanted more.
Has it dropped off a lot?
The hullabaloo about it has. Do you hear people talking about it, or you're trying to get groups together? There are streamers out there doing that. There are people. I know Achievement Hunter is super into it, and because they're making quality content.
That's
around
always
it.
The problem with these online games. It's like, you know, how long can you sustain it? Like, people are still talking. You know, Battlegrounds and Fortnite, mm-hmm. and these games are still in
For
the conversation
Honor, stuff like
every single day.
Yeah.
But you're right. The Sea of Thieves. There was a big made a big splash. Sorry, when it first came out.
Yeah.
But you're right, I haven't heard it much in the conversation.
And I think
lately.
That could easily be something like I always talk about with like Rainbow Six or For Honor or games like that, or Wildlands, all Ubisoft games, but it doesn't matter. Things that they came out, it seemed like there was a big hullabaloo, got real quiet, and I was like, oh, people must be not be playing it, and then you move a rock and there's a gajillion
players.
They just
keep chugging along under the radar. These
it
kind
strikes
of
me a lot
hits.
As like Destiny 1. I think when they get the next big content drop for Sea of Thieves, you'll see a lot more people jumping back.
I'll tell you the two games on this list that really stand out for me. Mario Kart 8, still up there, which it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
And just incredibly, Grand Theft Auto 5. How old is that game? And it's still in the top five monthly sellers.
Well, yeah, it's still, and it's gonna get back up there again.
And I don't think they've ever like deeply discounted it either.
No, I don't. I don't. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
There've
for
been
sure.
sales yeah, and yeah, stuff, yeah. but it's not like it's like a $20
game. Just
now.
If you, you know, a couple days ago we were talking about they put a release date on. I think it's for this month. I thought it was pretty imminent. For the Grand Theft Auto 5, whatever Billionaires Club or something they call it, which is like what they the pack they were running online for the longest time of like, right. oh, get here and get like shark cards and this thing and all these unlocks. But now they put that back on retail shelves. They're putting that on retail shelves and advertising okay. it that way. Okay. So I bet there's going to be another jump up.
Just amazing. When you come I back mean, to God, April. There was some story recently. If I can't remember what the April. Number was. That it passed some
oh, it's the most,
insane number it's in the, terms of revenue.
Yeah, it's the highest grossing entertainment property ever now. Yeah, in terms of
crazy.
Return on investment. Yeah. Can't be stopped. But shout out to Kirby Star
and they keep and they keep putting out these new online modes and features yeah. and
it's constantly
it
being
growing
supported.
And growing and growing.
Yeah,
just a phenomenon. I really I don't usually like the speculation parts where we start to like prognosticate about things that are like way off in the distance. Yeah. And who the fuck knows?
Yeah,
but like you know they're making six.
Oh yeah,
and I want to like if I could hear about any like in the near future it's Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
Another Rockstar title.
Oh yeah.
But if you said to me like in the far off future, what is something that is like you know has to be coming, but we literally know nothing about right now? What is the thing if you could open the box right now and know all about? What would it be? It would be GTA 6.
Really? I want to know as little as possible till we get it. I like getting surprised. Yeah, even Red Dead, right? Like I'm just like, just give me Red Dead. Let's not promote it like crazy. They will. They're going to be previewing stuff, but just get it out. Just get it to me. Let's just go. I'm ready to go.
I want
to play these games. Number two, this is for all you PC dorks. I love you. There's news about, or not news, I should say, but Halo getting more of a PC presence, which I guess is a big deal. But as you know, I don't know much about Halo or PC, so I'm just tossing out there. What's interesting is that back in 2014, Microsoft, 343, and Sabre Interactive partnered to develop Halo Online.
Saber, surely.
Saber, sure, sure. Thank you. Saber Interactive, partnered to develop Halo Online, a title that was being developed exclusively for the Russian market. Then what happens is, Gary, that peters out. That doesn't go anywhere. That doesn't happen. However, the people over there take the assets from Halo Online and make this project El Durito.
Okay.
A fan-made project that was using the Halo assets, to which I guess recently in the community got kicked up because Microsoft was going after them. Microsoft, this is all a statement they put out. I'm going to read now from there. As Microsoft needs to protect its IPs, its IP spun up, we reached out to members of the El Durito team to have an open discussion about the project and the admittedly difficult situation we all find ourselves in. The El Durito team is understandably upset at this outcome, the fact that they're closing this game down and cease and desist, given the time they've each invested in this project, but they understand the legal implications and the need to press pause on this work. One thing remains clear. This is where it gets interesting for you PC folks.
Mm-hmm.
The Halo the community really wants more Halo on PC. As we look ahead, we're very excited about the prospects of an official classic Halo experience making its way to PC, and we hope to be able to partner with the El Durito team in broader mod and content creation community to help inform the types of experiences and features our fans desire. While we have nothing to announce today, please know that the PC community is very important to us and top of mind as we work towards the future. So, a story I didn't even know was brewing. I guess this had been popping off for a while, which is why Microsoft had to come out and make this statement, or the Halo team, this is over on Halo Waypoint, was the fact that, that I guess fans knew about this project getting kicked around El Durito, and the fact that it was using Halo assets, and it was clearly getting a following enough that they had to step in and stop it. But, interesting, if you're one of those fans that Microsoft seems pretty committed to doing, the community really wants more Halo on PC. We're excited about the prospects of an official classic Halo experience being there eventually.
So a couple of things. First of all, this is, there's two halves of this story, right? Kind of the unofficial part and the official part.
Yeah.
On the unofficial part, am I boring you?
No, it's the, Kevin was going to do this during the morning show, that he would need a Twitch code. But in the morning show, sure, I'm not leading the charge. I don't need to be part of that. But he's going to come do it in the middle of my show. Not the Nick show where we just call Andy and be stupid all the time.
So what are you doing right now?
He needs a Twitch code to log in over there as the new Twitch person.
Oh, like a two-factor thing?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm not going to say it out loud.
You can say it out loud.
No way. Then you know what will happen? Andy Cortez will do it, and then he'll steal all the information. And then he'll apply that to his thing, and then that'll happen over there. Not on my watch. Andy Cortez ain't getting it. There you go, Kev.
Okay, so on the unofficial part of it, this to me is another example of kind of a cautionary tale that I see all the time. I see it in games. I see it in films. People who This happened recently. You see a lot of these big stuff. They spend all this money on these Star Trek fan films.
Yeah.
And then Paramount has to come in and say, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. You don't own this stuff.
Nintendo's been really adamant about it with like Pokemon stuff. And I've seen that happen.
And I get it. We love Star Trek. We love Star Wars. We love Halo. And we want to play in those sandboxes.
Yeah.
If you, there are two ways to do that. One is to like get to a point in your career where you're actually invited to do so officially. That's the official way to do it.
Yeah.
The other way is, well, you just go do it because you love it. And I appreciate and admire the love and the passion that goes into doing that. Just be aware when you do it, you're taking a phenomenal risk that all of this work can, as has been in the past, as we're seeing again here, just be pulled away from you. Because this is not your, you don't own this stuff.
Yeah.
You do not own it. And Microsoft and the likes of Viacom and Disney, Lucasfilm, these companies, like you said, protect their assets.
Understandably so, especially in this one where the assets are their assets. These are assets that were from an official Halo project that just got canned.
I get people write to me in my business. I get people write to me all the time saying, I have a great idea for a Star Wars movie that I want to write.
Yeah.
What's your advice? And my advice is don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Lucasfilm will never look at it. You will never get anywhere with it. No one will read it or take it seriously. Sure. It's like an amateurish move to do so. I always say, do what George Lucas did. George Lucas, back in the day, wanted to make a Flash Gordon movie. He couldn't get the rights to Flash Gordon. So instead of going off and making his own knockoff Flash Gordon that would have been shut down,
he could never
make money. He went off and made his own original shit called Star Wars, yeah. And that was what... obviously the rest is history.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, make your own original shit. Be like George. Don't rip off other people's stuff.
Yeah, the legality of it all, right? When I, you know, at the beginning of the year when I announced that, you know, one of my New Year's resolution or whatever was to write this Superman comic, right?
Yeah.
So many people are like, oh my God, you should reach out to DC. And it's like, well, then no, that's not how that works. Number one, I don't know the fuck I'm doing. Number two, I like in Bendis's book, right, Words for Pictures, he's very clear about like, if you're going to send them an unasked for script,
unsolicited
script, like they legally have to trash it.
They will return it to you unopened.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do that. So like that was the thing of, for me pitching it, I knew 100% what I was doing. Of like this is something.
But you can find a way to go through, you know, the official channels and do it that way. If you are just going to go off by yourself and do it like these guys did with this Halo project and using Halo assets, it is. I, to be honest with you, I love the passion, yeah. But I don't have a lot of sympathy because you've got they common sense dictates you are probably going to get squished,
sure.
And they've got squished.
Yeah, but hey, Halo PC folks, they're looking at you.
On the official side, you know, obviously there have been Halo has been on PC in the past, and yeah. I believe they even tried to do kind of cross platform play. I don't know if putting Halo on PC. Every now and again, I've seen this so many times over the years. Every now and again, Microsoft says, we're going to get serious about PC gaming. Games for Windows.
Yeah,
remember
they got
that?
Super serious about it. They just made all their Xbox games play on PC.
And they turned Computer Gaming World into Games for Windows magazine.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And they said, well, we're going to have a store and we're going to have this and that. It was never any good. I always thought it was a huge embarrassment to Microsoft that Valve basically were doing this stuff.
Sure.
I mean, Valve has the definitive PC game store. Microsoft should have it by rights.
You think so?
The fact that someone else came in and ate their lunch, I think, is a tremendous embarrassment to Microsoft. There is a Microsoft game store now, and there is a lot more cross-platform stuff. You know, you buy one game. I think this, you're wrong me on this, I'm sure, best friends, but I think I'm right in saying that if you buy, say, Forza on PC, you also get it on the Xbox.
Right. Well, yeah, Play Anywhere is their big push.
Yes.
That they do that with
and that's and
stuff.
That's good. I mean, those are the right kind of moves. But in terms of... when I used to work on PC Gamer, and even afterwards, I used to hear Microsoft every few years say, we're going to make this big push to take gaming seriously on the PC. They never really have. And they don't really need to. It just happens by itself. Like I said, Valve and other kinds... The PC has always been just this incredibly fertile platform for games, whether or not Microsoft... you know, wants to help. I mean, they've made like big initiatives with DirectX and stuff like that. They help you make the games.
Yeah.
But they never really, I think they understand that they don't really need to be directly
involved. They can let everybody
involved.
Else happen. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
let it happen.
Yeah. Number three for you, speaking of games happening, Greg Way, there's a new game coming from the Valiant Greg Hearts Way. Dev. This is via IGN. 11-11, Memories Retold, is a new narrative adventure game from Valiant Hearts creative director, Yon Fenez. Yon Fenez and his team at Digex Art. Focusing on World War I, the game is being made in partnership with Bandai Namco and Artiman Animation Studios, which is behind movies like Early Man and Shaun the Sheep.
Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah. Early Man, a Cool Greg joint he went and saw. How was Early Man? Yeah, he enjoyed it. Okay. Currently planned for PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. 1111 Memories Retold has no release window at this time.
I never played Valiant Heart.
What?
It's one of those games that I downloaded because I have it. It's on my Xbox. I always liked the idea of it. Never got around to playing it.
You
got to
play it, dude. I love
that
game.
It's in my epic backlog that I'll never get to.
I hear you. I know. Try to make a point. This one was so good. It's so interesting. It's so well done.
All right.
That's why it's in the Roper Report. Because this could have been a new date, but there's no date. That's what confuses, right?
Okay.
It's just, there's no release window, but I wanted this information out there as much as I talk about Valiant Hearts being awesome.
Right,
that
right,
I'm excited
right.
they're doing another one. Interesting that it's in World War One. Let's go, kids.
What's next?
Number four. EA, and this is for you.
For me?
EA, Activision, Blizzard, and Valve, they all have a reckoning coming in Belgium with microtransactions. This is via GamesIndustry.biz. Three of the biggest firms in the industry could face criminal charges after the Belgian Gaming Commission found that certain loot boxes violate national laws. Following a five-month investigation into Star Wars Battlefront 2, FIFA 18, Overwatch, and Counter-Strike Global Offensive, the BGC found that only Battlefront 2 did not directly contravene Belgian gambling legislation. BGC Director Peter Nasens noted that players of these games are tempted and misled, and that none of the protective measures for gambling have been applied. Quote, now that it is clear that children and vulnerable people in particular are exposed to them unprotected, game manufacturers, but also parties such as FIFA, for example, are called upon to halt this practice, he said. Minister of Justice Cohen Geens, who commissioned the investigation following the fallout over the Battlefront 2 loot box controversy last year, said in a statement today that mixing games and gambling is dangerous for mental health. Quote, we have already taken numerous measures to protect both minors and adults against the influence of, amongst other things, gambling advertising, he added. That is why we must also ensure that children and adults are not confronted with games of chance when they are looking for fun in a video game. Violation of gambling law is a criminal offense, and Electronic Arts, Valve, and Activision Blizzard could each face, what is this, 800,000 euros? Is that what that little backwards C means?
That's a euro, yes.
Let's just get on global currency. Can we just all get one money over here?
Which is like galactic credits or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's get on it. 800,000 euros, fine, if the offending loot boxes are not removed. There is also scope for a five-year prison sentence, but these punishments can be doubled when minors are involved. However, unlike the recent decision from the Netherlands Gaming Authority, there is no hard deadline on when the game operators must comply with the law. So, a long one, a follow-up to last year's scattershot of shows about microtransactions.
I remember it well.
You becoming the impassioned
only
man of the people.
Well. Oh yeah, I had my little rant, didn't
you
I?
Did,
yeah.
You did. That's when people were like, I love this Gary Whitta guy. I wasn't on it before.
That was when that was kind of how I made my name.
Exactly.
Stamped my crest.
Yeah, exactly. On this show. That's when his career took off. There's way more to this article, way more context, way more quotes, all these different things. GamesIndustry.biz to read about it. But interesting to see they're actually being fallout consequences and people paying attention. It'll be interesting to see how FIFA 18 is one that kept coming up in the report, how EA actually changes that or how they make it all work. And since there's no deadline, what do they do? How do they worry about that? How do they make it go? But I think what we've talked about since then, right, especially as we come into 2018, microtransactions, I think everybody learned a very important lesson last year, and they're going to be much different this year. Right, Gary?
Well, yes, and as reluctant as I am to return to this subject yet again.
But now
I
we're on a different side of it. You don't have to be, you're not the hothead, young hotshot. You're
no, but my opinion, my position hasn't changed. I'm sure. Glad.
Oh, yeah.
That the Belgians are cracking
finally,
down.
The Belgians are after
finally, him. Once the Belgians get involved, we can all start to, breathe a sigh of relief. But no, I mean, I look, this is actually, when you release games into a global marketplace and different nations have different laws,
yeah,
it's a problem. And when you're dealing with gambling, and again, I've said it before, not everyone agrees with me, but I firmly believe it. It is gambling. It just is. If you're being asked to pay real money to take a chance on what you get in return, how is that not literally the definition of gambling? Give me some money and I'll give you round and round the ball goes on the roulette wheel. Maybe it'll land something that will give you more money. Maybe you get nothing. Mm. It's the exact same thing when you pay to open a loot box. Maybe you'll get something worth your money. Maybe you won't. That's literally a gamble. And so it is gambling. Video games are played a lot by kids. I think there's an argument to be made that if you want to have this kind of gambling type microtransaction to your game, you're automatically an M. You just are, even if it's like a Mario Kart game.
Interesting.
As soon as you introduce a gambling element and you're being asked, like, Nintendo would never do this. They're too smart.
Oh yeah, no way.
But were
a
they
lot? If this would be like the AO rating, what you're proposing? I would actually,
which is never used, right? It's never used for sexuality. I would say that. Oh my God, what a great way to lock this down. So here are the ESRB or someone would say, here are the definitions for microtransactions, what we define as gambling. If you meet any of these definitions, automatic AO. That would stop this dead sense. It'd just be done tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we need government legislation. I mean, maybe we do, because these companies aren't... Anytime you leave companies to legislate themselves, nothing really gets done.
Sure.
Again, what has happened in the case of Battlefront and other companies that have fallen afoul of this, it's the consumers that have kept them honest by stepping away from Battlefront and saying, we're not going to buy this, we're not going to tolerate this, forcing them to change their policies. And again, I think we're going to see less of this going forward. But in the meantime, I am actually glad that countries like Belgium are holding these companies to account, because they won't do it themselves. They will get away with everything they can until somebody
But the argument would be like, I think that a lot of them learned last year they can't get away with it, right? I think the fact that you see Shadow of War pulling all of that out.
The other,
you hate this, and this is why the game failed.
The other problem is...
Not failed, you know what I mean.
Electronic Arts facing an €800,000 fine is a joke.
Well, with the conversion rate, that's like $350.
Let's even say it was $1 million. Yeah. Let's say it's $1 million fine. What is that to EA? It's nothing. It's chump change. Down the back of the sofa, they can find that. It's nothing. There is a country, I can't remember which country, it might be Belgium. Certainly one of the European nations, the continental European nations, has a law where there's a sliding scale for a speeding ticket. So let's say that a chump like you and me get pulled over for speeding in Norway. So I can't remember which country it is.
Sure,
let's say it's Norway.
This country, Country X,
Country X pulls you over for speeding.
Yeah.
They figure out who you are. They figure out what your net worth is and how much you earn. And you pay your speeding ticket is based on that. So if you're like a factory worker earning minimum wage, your speeding ticket's probably like $25. If you're a Titanic Captain of Industry CEO, your speeding ticket's $1 million. You're going to feel that.
That's interesting.
And so this is the problem with a lot of these. And again, you see it with kind of corporate malfeasance all over the world every year. Banks laundering drug money and stuff. Oh, well, that's very bad. Here's $1 million fine. Slap on the wrist. They make that back in interest in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think... it's great that these countries are getting involved in trying to legislate against this kind of stuff, because kids shouldn't be gambling, and it is gambling, and it sets, I think, it starts to wire your brain in a way that, you know, maybe 10 years from now, you know, you've lost all your money to the bookmaker and you're getting your kneecaps handed to you.
That escalated for
I'm
these
telling
poor
you,
kids.
This is
how
it starts.
To play as Darth Vader.
Bad habits are established early in life, and this is, I think, that these loot boxes can... have kids establishing these bad habits that could lead to even worse consequences later on. They just need to get more serious about the penalties. I like the AO idea. Yeah. I think that's a really good idea.
Go pitch to the ESRB. Let them know.
Yeah, maybe I should.
But again, I can't wait to see this fall where everybody backs off it, though.
Here's a good you're wrong. What was the last game to get an AO rating? I can't even imagine what it would have been.
Well, it gets...
it's completely unused.
Yeah, didn't the guy game... no, the guy game got pulled from shelves because there was underage girls in it. Briefly, Grand Theft Auto, right, with Hot Coffee had it. But that was the thing. It was already out. Then they pulled it off the shelves and then they put it back on with the... they patched out or some shit like that. Yeah, I don't know.
And it's always struck me as bizarre that like any amount of kind of awful, awful violence and torture is fine. But in any... but if you get in any way sexy... That's the direct path to the AO, which is obviously a kiss of death at retail.
Yeah, but now I haven't looked into this, and I'm sure there's articles out there. Somebody can link them to us. You're wrong me on this one. But it would be the idea of with digital distribution, right? Like in Itch.io or what, that site that I can never pronounce, where you can just make your game and put it up there and sell it that way, right? Like I would imagine we did that stick shift driving Let's Play, right, where we were jerking the car off. That has to be... that's got to be up there in terms of like things you can't do, right? I don't know. I'm getting your wrong prep for this over here, because we're going to have a lot of stuff in there eventually. For now, Gary.
Yes.
I'm excited to see how AAA handles all this business when it comes around this fall.
I can see the wheels turning as you worked out that segue.
But it's so far away, that next AAA season. If I wanted to know what came to the mom and grop shops today, where would I go?
You would go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games daily show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today! 39 Days to Mars on PC. Death Road to Canada on PlayStation 4.
I want that. I don't even know what that is, but I want it.
PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
Sold on the title alone.
Emily Wants to Play 2 is coming to Xbox One. Runestone Keeper, Xbox One. Where Are My Friends on Switch.
That sounds like another good one for me.
This is the one for Cool Greg. Cool Greg, did you download it yet? Harry Potter Hogwarts Mystery on iOS.
Playing it right now. I'm proud to say I'm a Slytherin.
You're Slytherin. All right. How is it? You enjoying yourself?
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
Do you get to decide if you're Slytherin or do you get sorted?
I think so. Like in the movie, he asked, what do you want to be? I said Slytherin, and he was like, you know what? Let me think about it. Yeah, you're Slytherin. So,
okay, but you might not get what you want.
I don't know. That's what you want me to believe.
Okay. Mushroom Guardian is on iOS as well, and then It Lurks Below now lurks on Steam Early Access. New dates for you. You can get the Iron Spider suit from Avengers Infinity War in Spider-Man PlayStation 4 on September 7th if you pre-order it.
Okay.
Sonic, they have a new trailer out of him swinging through the PlayStation 4 world dressed as that. Sonic Mania Plus comes out on July 17th. Xbox Game Pass, as in May, State of Decay 2. Persona, no way. Pez 2018, Laser League, Sonic & Knuckles, and more. And then Don't Die, Mr. Robot DX. It's coming to Nintendo Switch on the 3rd of May.
You know what PES is, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
Correct.
I actually abbreviated it to that, but then I was just running so fast. You know what
just
I mean?
Just checking.
Yeah, thank you. You like the soccer games?
Yeah, it's I don't want to digress. There obviously has been a long battle between the FIFA and the Pro Evolution Soccer franchises for many years now. One year one's better, the other year another one's better, and who knows which one actually is better. I've never played a Pro Evo game, but I know that people that are into it are really, like, if you're really into your soccer games, you very strongly are in one camp or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't go back and forth. It's like the old days, when we had the 2K football, we had the EA football. We were able to, go that way.
That's right.
Then they snatched it all up.
Very tribal, just like real sports.
Exactly. Deals of the day for you. Your PlayStation Plus games for May are as follows. On PlayStation 4, you're going to get Beyond Two Souls and Rayman Legends. PlayStation 3, Risen 3, Titan Lords, and Eat Them. On Vita, King Oddball, which is cross-buy with PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4. And then Furman's. King Oddball and Furman's. They are not trying on these titles anymore. How do you feel about them? I saw some people, they're like, huh? Beyond Two Souls, your free PlayStation Plus game next month. The same month that Detroit comes out.
Well, I didn't even know it was available on PlayStation 4. It was a PS3 game, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they did the whole...
They did the remaster. I never played it, and I was about to say to you, like, I think maybe this is my... I bought it on PlayStation 3 back, and then I never took it out of the shrink wrap, like so many things.
Yeah.
I intended to play it. I liked Heavy Rain a lot.
Yeah.
And never got around to it. Now it's on PS4. I've got PlayStation Plus. Maybe I'll try it. But I think I remember you telling me, like, don't bother.
Didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I loved Heavy Rain. I was super excited for Beyond Two Souls.
I know you've been... I haven't had a chance to look at it. I know you've had some Detroit videos up. What's the feeling on that
one? Andy went and played it, and he's like, if you love Heavy Rain, you're going to love Detroit.
Okay.
And that's all I need to know. And that's my thing, is I feel like this would have... First off, I don't think Beyond's the most exciting title, but if you wanted to do this, I would have put it out in, like, January or February, like, as a reminder.
It does seem a bit cannibalistic,
but
doesn't it?
But it's, like, right on top of it, like, especially because the game is... It's mixed, you know what I mean? Even redoing Heavy Rain and putting Heavy Rain out maybe would have been a
I would replay move. Heavy Rain on PS4 in like 4K. I would go for that.
I think it's out on PlayStation 4. Is it? I think. Kindoffunny.com/ you're wrong. I could be wrong. I don't think it's like... I don't think they did the 4K
as
PlayStation
As deeply
Pro.
Depressing as it was, you know what? I don't... Because it's about a missing kid. I actually don't know if I could go back and play it now.
Yeah.
It's one of the ways that kind of fatherhood changes you. It's like anything to do with like missing kids or kids in jeopardy.
Sure.
Your tolerance for that goes way, way down.
But your disgusting tolerance goes ways up, right? Like now you don't get assessed,
all kinds of disgusting. Grossness. Yeah. No, there's no limit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that scene where you're Jason, where you can't find the kid, like that would be genuinely traumatic for me now.
Okay.
In a way that when I first played it years ago, before I was a dad,
yeah, fuck this kid.
I wouldn't have bothered. Whatever.
Yeah.
I get it. Sure. But you don't really get it until you have a kid. Then you get it.
Sure. Very similarly, I had a dream nightmare last night that Portillo burned his snout, and it was very much the same thing.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was bad. He was still alive, but he burned his fur off, and I was like, I'm a bad parent. Here we go. Capitalist Pig says Heavy Rain PlayStation 4. It was released in a collection with Beyond Two Souls called the Quantic Dream Collection.
Oh, okay.
So it is out there for you right now. This is Suburbanite Slob says, we missed a new date too from You're Wrong. Project Octopath Traveler is out July 13th. I don't think that's new. I thought the box art was new. They had announced the release date, I thought, during the Nindies Direct last time around. But you can You're Wrong that You're Wrong if you want. Still in deals of the day, the Golden Week sale is going to kick off on the PSN Sunday and end March 8th. I'll kick it over to the PlayStation blog, who says, included in this golden opportunity are titles like Digimon Story, Cyber Sleuth, Hacker's Memory, Monster Hunter World, Persona 5, and so much more, all for up to 50% off.
Persona 5.
Yeah? Are you beating it yet?
No. I haven't had time to get back to it.
You got a lot of excuses for why
I'm close.
Stuff,
I've probably only got like 100 hours to go.
Yeah, you're almost
finished.
You're right there. You can see you
I'm
can
right.
See
the end
it.
Is in sight.
PlayStation Plus members can save up to 60%. I'm killing time. Well, oh no, it wasn't a question about Persona, was it? Somebody gave you a chiding in here. Yeah. Mary Poppins, whose question we'll get to later, says, P.S. Gary and Joey for Persona 5 spoiler cast, please.
When I finish it, as soon as I finish it, that will be the order of the day.
Mm-hmm. Twitch Prime has also been announced for May. In May, if you have Twitch Prime, and you have Twitch Prime if you have Amazon Prime, along with a free 30-day subscription you could give to Kinda Funny Games on Twitch, but I digress. Your Twitch Prime goodies are Gone Home, Psychonauts, High Hell, I Hope, Cluster Truck, and Titan Souls.
Some good stuff in there.
A lot of great stuff.
The first two alone, both classic games.
Yeah, and Cluster Shock was a lot of fun, and Titan Souls I enjoyed as well. I don't know, I hope, or high hell, but...
Is Titan Souls the Diablo-type game? Or am I thinking of something else?
It was like the, think of...
There's another one that's like Titan something.
Well, I think of like a throwback, what if Shadow of the Colossus was made on like the NES, or in between NES and Super NES, where you're running around, and it was just taking down these giant...
There's an isometric Diablo-like game that's called Titan something. Maybe Titan Quest, or... I don't know. You're wrong, I'll tell us.
Okay. We're putting them to work today. Yeah. The iPad's going to blow up. We're asking so many things. Gary, it's time for Reader Mail, but first, let me tell you, it's brought to you by Marvel Puzzle Quest and... MeUndies. I've been saying it all week. Puzzle Quest is back. Did you know Puzzle Quest was back?
Well, let me tell you something. I usually don't get involved in the ad. I just kind of sit here and let you get on with it. I will happily endorse. Like, here's the thing. I like to think I have some integrity. You can't pay me to endorse something I don't believe in.
Sure. Well,
unless it was like a real load of money.
Now, for the record, that's kind of funny too.
I hardly endorse this event or product. but I genuinely love Marvel Puzzle Quest, and I have played, I don't know, hundreds of hours of it over the years. And I probably have, in terms of buying the card packs and stuff, probably put a couple of $100 into it over the years. Oh, yeah, like, seriously. Okay. I love Marvel Puzzle Quest. Great game.
Well, Marvel Puzzle Quest is Puzzle Quest, like I was saying, the game I used to play on PSP and, of course, PlayStation 3. But PSP is where it was the best.
I played it on iOS.
Exactly. It's a match 3 game. You get a story. You go through it. You do your thing. It's an RPG mobile game experience that you can download for free today. In Marvel Puzzle Quest, you make a custom team from the Marvel Universe with characters like Iron Man, Spider-Man, Black Panther, and so on. There are more than 150 superheroes and villains packed into this game.
What I love about it
is
that, unlike, you know, the bifurcation that you see that exists in the movie world, where like the X-Men and Spider-Man can never get together or whatever.
Oh, here they're all there.
You get everything.
Yeah.
It's actually, Marvel Puzzle Quest is actually how I discovered Squirrel Girl.
Really?
I didn't know Squirrel Girl was a Marvel character, and then she showed up as, like, and now the game, because they introduced new characters, here comes Squirrel Girl, and you go, oh shit, Squirrel Girl?
Yeah.
I should find out more about that. And I went off and found the Ryan North comics and read them and thought they were fantastic. So it's a great gateway drug into learning more about Marvel characters you might not have heard about.
100%.
And they also do a very good job of timing up the events in the game with whatever else is happening. So, like, Infinity War is obviously coming up. So I bet you they've got all kinds of in-game events that are tied into that as
Gary,
well.
Gary, you might say, why would they run an ad for a free game? What would the hook be?
What
if you
could be
are
happening?
A new player, you can go to our link and get Thanos for your squad and play with him in there. Special offer for new players is you get a free 3-star Thanos for Marvel Puzzle Quest going to d3go.com/mpgthanos. Of course, this is in the description of the video and the podcast. You can get it there. d3go.com/mpgthanos to get, for if you're a new player, a free Thanos, which you should do. Then the next one, of course, I'm so happy you liked that game. That was because I'm very excited about
it. When you're off over there talking about mattresses or undies or whatever, you're just going to sit here and let you pay the bills.
Speaking
but
of
if
undies.
It's something I genuinely am excited about, like Marvel Puzzle Quest, I'll happily chip in.
Well, now we're switching over to MeUndies.
Oh, no, don't
do this. And I'm showing you today. Today I'm wearing this flower print. Cool, Greg, how's that look? Looking good?
Even if I look over here, I'm seeing it on the screen.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting away from it. Why do I love MeUndies, everybody? Because they're the most comfortable underwear I own. You might say, they paid you to say that, to which I would say, maybe technically, but I also paid them for the underwear. I've never gotten a free undie out of
let
this.
Let me ask you a question about your integrity.
Sure.
If a company, I'm not even saying MeUndies, let's say an underwear I company. Feel
like, should we finish the ad first before you ask me about my ad integrity? Because I feel like MeUndies would want me to keep going. I'll do this right afterwards. Let's just get through the MeUndies.
Finish
read.
The ad. You let me know when I can chime in. And you
MeUndies are great. I wear them all the time. You know that. Tim wears them all the time. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They guarantee you will love your undies or your money back. They have an exclusive offer for you, my listener. Any first-time purchasers, when you purchase MeUndies, now get 20% off and free shipping. Again, they're so confident you'll love your underwear as much as I love mine. Because, again, I bought all my underwear. Whole bunch. Got rid of all my rest of the underwear. I only wear MeUndies. That's why every day I get up confidently and grab them and pull them up because I know it's going to be there. You can get 20% off a pair of the most comfortable underwear you will ever own by going to MeUndies.com/GamesDaily. Get 20% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee at MeUndies.com/GamesDaily. Now, let's digress now, into talking about advertising. Digress.
So my question to you on this was, let's say an underwear company or a mattress company or whoever.
Any company.
Had come to you and said, we want to advertise on your show. Here's a sample of our product. They send you the mattress. They send you the undies. You sleep on the mattress. You try the undies and you're like, I'm not feeling it. The undies are itchy. They're itching my butt crack or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Or the mattress is like, you didn't get a good night's sleep
knives.
On it. Would you, but they're offering you a ton of money.
Sure.
Would you still say to them like, sorry, I can't in good conscience endorse this product.
Like, I mean, we're not joking when we say, like, I always go back to when we started doing this on January 5th, 2015. We did that first live show on Twitch, you know, brand new channel. Someone in the chat asked us like, what is your ethics policy? And we looked at each other like, oh, like we never thought that like, I thought it'd be pretty, it's going to be, we'll tell you everything. Like that's why all these have these things of like, hey, personal endorsement. And it's the reason like why Andy and Nick are using for hims and why it's not the reason I wear MeUndies. I wear MeUndies because they're great or whatever. And I bought them before we ever had an ad buy. But like when they sent, hey, they want to do this Marvel Puzzle Quest thing. I was like, all right. And I downloaded the game to look at it. And I was like, wait, this is Puzzle Quest? Like I thought it was like, it was from D3 and all the stuff. It's literally the Puzzle Quest game and guys. I was like, oh my gosh, it totally.
Well, see, I mean, I guess I understand why big companies and there's a lot of money flying around that you have to kind of codify it. But the idea of like having an ethics policy seems like, here's my ethics policy. Have them.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's,
exactly.
It should be second nature, right?
Well, it's the same thing I say whenever I do an interview or whenever I talk about why Kinda Funny works and what we're able to do. We deal in authenticity. You know what I mean? Like that's our only commodity we have going. I'm not making.
If you don't have that, the bottom falls out of the entire enterprise.
And I'd like to believe that's why when, you know, I call the kids, the listeners and everybody else best friends, right? And you meet me in person, I'm like, yeah, great. What are you playing? All right, cool. And I talk to you as a best friend because this isn't bullshit. If this was bullshit, this wouldn't work and nobody would be behind us and we would have flared out a long time ago. I want, when, you know, they send the whatever mattress, we give it to Joey and like, or, you know, Tim and I have the other brand and like, we have the whole way of doing it. I don't think, I mean, we always have to have the personal experience with it. I don't
Have there been advertisers that you've sampled the product that they wanted to advertise and decided that you didn't work?
There have been, without naming names, there have been definitely ones that have come up before like, we want to do this. And we're like, no, under no circumstance would we advertise that because of personal beliefs and not like the Nazis or the KKK were asking for it. But like, you know what I mean? Of like a Pepsi product, says Kevin. That would be, you want to talk about a test. Can you imagine if Pepsi did like, hey, okay, we're going to do an ad buy with you guys. And we're like, it's just
Andy.
Is this
a Pepsi-free zone over here? I didn't know that.
Tim and Kevin hate Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah. I don't drink Pepsi. Huh? Mountain Dew maybe?
That's a Pepsi.
But it's like.
That's a Pepsi product, right?
I'm well aware of that.
It's the same thing where Andy doesn't hate Pepsi. There'd be a way to find it where it actually works, where it matters to one of us. In the same way, I'll read the
baldness stuff. Is it just the taste? That you prefer the taste of other colas? Okay. All right. So this is a question I always like to ask people when they, because to me, it's all the same. I honestly can't tell the difference. If you did the taste test, I'm sure if I like really educated myself, like I haven't drunk the fully leaded stuff in years anyway. I only drink the diet. I actually did accidentally. We ordered takeout food and, you know, ordered a couple of cans of Diet Coke to come with it, but they put in the regular. Thought, ooh, fuck it. Once a year, like what's.
It's too sweet, right?
It's like rocket fuel.
Yeah.
When you're used to the diet stuff.
I don't drink soda, period, really. You know what I mean? No. I don't do the LaCroix. And so,
now
like,
you've got infinite
LaCroix. On the occasion where I am like, you know what? I want a Coke with this. I can usually get through maybe a fourth.
Every now and
I'm
again,
like,
a Coke is what's going to hit the spot.
Not that I don't like Coke. I'm just saying it's like too much. It's too much.
So when you go to a restaurant and you say, and a Coke, and they say, is Pepsi okay? You presume you say no?
He's walked out of restaurants. If you can't hear Kevin.
Flip the table
yeah,
over.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I got to go.
Storm out.
They can't hear you. You said they can't hear you, can't hear you.
Yeah, no, but you're going
to
repeat it.
Okay, just making sure I'm... Well, why are we doing it this way? Let's just get on with the show. I love you. Oh, God, he's coming in.
Went to a restaurant because we were like, oh, man, you would be good right now, a Coke with this.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, it's Pepsi. And we were like, well, see you guys later.
Peace out. Yeah, I hear you.
So it's that much of a difference for you?
Yeah.
I know. So the way I understand it is Pepsi is sweeter. Is that right? Okay.
It's sweeter.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No problem.
It's like RC Cola.
I like these behind the look, how businesses get done questions. And we've been getting a few of those, not about our ads and Pepsi, but about reviews and stuff. So I'm going to continue on that train.
I think people are interested to see behind the curtain.
Oh, no, I agree. Oh, no. I'm not taking away from that. I'm just transitioning out of talking about Pepsi to Brandon, who wrote in to kindoffunny.com/KFGD. He says, hey, Greg. Thank you so much for the way you covered God of War and speaking on the game without spoilers. I'm still making my way through and was pretty much on media blackout until I got my copy, so I was thankful I was able to listen to Kinda Funny content without fear of something being spoiled. However, I'm listening to another podcast, not a Kinda Funny one, about Detroit Become Human, and instead of focusing on how the game plays and feels based on what Quantic Dream has already shown to the public, they decided to go into such detail about other parts of the story. Why don't more journalists / influencers take your approach and refrain from spoilers? Why do they have to be so specific? At the very least, state up front the discussion is going to include more than what was shown to the public. Thanks again for the way you've handled the game's preview and launch coverage, Brandon. P.S. He didn't write this. I'm adding it in. The God of War spoiler cast is up right now.
I have a bit of a pet peeve about God of War spoilers.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, they are, and I tell you the problem. Remember I said to you that I'd not played a God of War game before and I wanted to get like a story recap? Well, there's a bunch of them. A bunch of websites out there have like everything you need to know about the story of God of War that prior to this game in 10 minutes or whatever. I thought I'll watch one of those. I should probably educate myself because it might help, provide additional context for where Kratos is in his life and what's happened to him in the past. That guy's been through some shit, I tell you that.
It's been a rough journey.
The problem with it was I pulled it up. I watched two of them. I watched two different ones on YouTube because I watched half of one, but it was incredibly long and boring and it wasn't well put together. And then I found another one that was like 7 minutes long, well better crafted and just gave you everything you wanted in 7 minutes. It was very quick. The problem with that is YouTube's algorithm, having watched two of those videos, now all of my recommended videos are God of War related.
And so many of the thumbnails
it's all
are
things
spoilers
like,
and
because now the
don't
thumbnails animate.
Don't say anything.
I'll give you an example.
But don't say it. Don't say
give
the spoiler.
I'm not going to give it away, but it's things like Kratos' final boss fight.
The
animated thumbnail is showing me the final, and I can't get away from it.
Yeah, I know. It's
everywhere
rough.
I go, and it's like Kratos, big reveal or something.
Yeah, of
and
course.
It's there, and it's like, and you can't unsee it.
No, you can't.
So now my recommendeds are all fucked up.
Yeah, I agree. I know. I know it well. I know exactly what you're
saying. So I don't like how that works, especially with the animated thumbnails. They really spoil it.
Well, it's just such a problem of, this is going a different direction of the question, but still in the same ballpark, where Andrea had put up, right after the embargo lifted, something similar of like, man, I know how the YouTube game works, but it sucks how many people have put up spoilers and like everybody be super.
And it's so fast. I mean, like,
but the problem is, it all comes down to SEO for a content creator, for somebody who wants to put up like, I always talk about PS4 trophies. That's what I'm using right now to platinum, right? Like, he has to put up specific headlines and specific thumbnails because he knows what people are going to search for, which totally sucks on day one.
I don't mind that. I guess what I would, maybe there is a way to do it. I don't know, but I would love to go. I need to figure out and go into YouTube and find a thing that says like, don't give me recommendations based on my viewing history anymore. Because this is fucking my shit.
Similar
up.
Like on right
I don't
now,
want to see 100 God of War videos
on Twitter right now. Right. I went through and muted Avengers, Iron Man, Avengers, right. Infinity War, like right. Hashtag this, like, cause I just don't want anybody's.
I think what I could do is go
me.
Into my viewing history and you can delete things from your viewing history. Mm. And if you do that, maybe it then forgets
the algorithm.
You watch them and doesn't. But for me, it's too late. I already saw a bunch of shit I didn't want to see.
Now, to Brandon's better question of, or not better question, but like his real question of why don't more influencers, journalists take your approach when it comes to spoilers? I think it's a million different reasons. And I don't know who you're watching or why they did it or how they did it. I think it gets tricky with a game like Detroit because it is the spider web, the broken glass of like how one decision leads to a different decision leads to a different decision.
Right.
Where I think you can, with that game and somebody who's only played the demo at E3, I feel like you can talk about what you did in this scene and not necessarily ruin it for somebody. I'm not saying it's the right way to do it or if you should do that or not, but I think that one's a bit more lenient because theoretically Gary and I shouldn't have the same scene no matter what, even because I'm not going to investigate as much as he did, or I'm going to say something different than he did, which leads to a different decision, leads to a different ending. Why don't more people keep quiet about it? I think it is, you want to be a comprehensive source. I remember writing previews and it was literally like, I started here and did this, and then it was just my entire thing, like moment for moment, beat for beat, because you're trying to talk about games in a different way and a comprehensive way. So you want to be the source of, hey, here's everything that happened. Whereas now with Kind of Funny, we have to be the guys who are like, hey, we know you're going to go read the IGN review and the GameSpot review and go check on all this other different stuff. We can talk in broad strokes just about how we feel because that's what you guys want from us. Now, that doesn't lead to a million view video, right? You know what I mean? You can watch right now on YouTube, Greg Miller's God of War video review is, I think I looked at it last night, it's a little over 90,000. But you go to Easy Allies review with like video footage and all stuff, and they're like 250,000. Like, people want different things, and our brand of commentary only goes so far, which we're fine with, obviously. Thank you. Patreon.com/kindoffunny, Kind of Funny Games. But it's different for every person and everything you want to, or every site you want to interact with and how they want to do it. And why don't more people say stuff up front? I think a lot of that probably comes down to experience. I think I've been doing this long enough that I've said what I feel are totally innocuous things, and people then get super angry at me about it. And I'm like, whoa, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Some people have really low tolerance. Yeah. For spoilers.
Well, it's like Tim caught flack on Twitter the other day, and I'm going to misquote this, so I don't want to get too deep into it. But basically that he beat God of War and really liked it, and it might have been that he thought boss fights were hard, or it was something like that. That was such a broad stroke, and people were like, man, I don't want to know that. And he's like, that's a spoiler. And he's like, is it? Like, the fact that this thing is hard, or whatever he said. It wasn't like he named a name or anything. I don't know. And that's the thing, is you get, as time goes on, you get more and more sensitive to it. But if you're the YouTuber, if you're IGN, and I shouldn't say IGN, if you're a bigger site trying to compete with other bigger sites, I think you get a little more aggressive in different ways about how you want to do it.
I think the spoiler conversation has been around forever. It's going to be around forever because no two people feel the same way about this stuff. Some people, I mean, there's even now a school of thought that says spoilers are good and they enhance your experience. It's good to know all the spoilers ahead of time. I don't believe that at all. As a creator of this kind of stuff, you know, I myself and I have worked on teams where we put a tremendous amount of effort into trying to ensure that the reveals and the surprises are layered into the story and crafted in such a way that they hit you with, you know, maximum impact, and it's surprising or delightful or shocking or whatever. Yeah. To have it just kind of laid out, oh, well, he dies and this happens, it just kills it. All your effort is just killed immediately.
Yeah.
Beyond that, though, you know, I think, you know, you do need to be respectful of other people's. Just because you don't care about spoilers doesn't mean that other people don't or do. You know, it's be considerate of other people is all I ask. And I think it's particularly relevant to games because, like, again, Infinity War is coming out, right? Everyone's going to go see it. 2 weeks down the road, I think there's generally a statute of limitations. Like, for example, Book of Eli has a big spoiler at the end. That movie's been out for 8 years.
Yeah.
At this point, if you haven't seen it, how much can you really care about? If you go, oh, spoiler, sure. Really? You've had 8 years to watch the movie. You can't care that much.
For sure.
I would say that after like 3 or 4 weeks of Infinity War, that gives, not everyone can go opening weekend because it's going to be packed out, but like you probably, if you really care, you're going to try and go in the first couple of weeks. After that, you can probably stop going, la, 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 la. You should have seen it by now. Video games, though, are different. Like, you can go and see Infinity War Friday night or Thursday night and be done. Friday morning, you can't be spoiled because you've seen it. God of War, we all have busy lives. It's a really long game. It could take you weeks to play through that game.
Not to mention the investment of it, right? Yeah. We're talking $60 versus, depending on your theater, $14, $13.
Some people, but I mean, there are already full playthroughs. There were full playthroughs of God of War up on YouTube within 24 hours.
Well, I was blown away yesterday when we put up the God of War spoiler cast, or not even yet, when I asked 2 days ago for God of War spoiler cast questions. Where I was like, man, Corey's here and he's coming in, Tuesday morning? What day is today? Wednesday. Yeah, so he came in Tuesday morning to do it. So Monday I'm asking about a game that got released on Friday.
Yeah.
Like, do you have spoiler? And I'm like, I'm not going to get that. I had hundreds. And I was like, holy shit. Like, people sat down and devoured that game. And luckily, a lot of the questions repeated. So
a lot of people will sit down and burn through the game. They'll stay up all night, you know, and however long the game takes to play, 10, 12 hours, they'll do it in 10, 12 hours.
Yeah.
I like I said, I've had the game now for over a week. I'm 3 hours in because sure. I don't have the time. Right. I have other shit to do. I don't have the time to play through the whole thing. So I guess the only point I'm making is I feel like it's particularly sensitive in video games because yeah. video games aren't a 2 hour movie. They can take weeks to play through.
Yeah.
And during that whole time, you've got to be going la, 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 la the whole time.
And it's also the problem of, I think similar to what Brand is happening with is they can pop up so quickly, right? Where even with you, where I was like, oh, be careful what you're saying. Cause it's like, to some people, they don't want to know anything. So just to drift into saying something like, whoa, and it's like, in Thor Ragnarok's review, I called the character a different name. And Kev was like, no, no, that's a name from God of War. And I was like, oh, all right. No, he just looked at me and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, too much God of War. Now that character, I didn't say anything about that character. Like you just started playing. There is so much reading in mythos and whatever. Like I'm being very vague right now. Is that character a speaking part? Is that character a word?
But again, for some people, even that is too much.
And I know, and I felt bad about that. But it was my thing. I'm like, fuck, I didn't mean to do that. But also, it's not a real spoiler that there's this name somewhere in this 30-hour game.
I'm very, very spoiler reverse. If I tweet something out, I always try to like, I'm not one of these people that likes spoiling things for the fun of it. Quite the opposite. I have in the past, I think maybe two or three times, have tweeted something out that I thought was I thought it was innocuous or I just didn't give it enough thought. And then I had a bunch of people go, whoa, whoa, spoilers. And I went and deleted it and apologized. Because again, with some people do this. I've seen this before.
Oh, the double down.
Well, it's not just that. You have people go, whoa, whoa, spoilers. And they go, oh, that's not a spoiler. Again, empathize. If people think it's a spoiler, it's a spoiler.
Yeah.
And so if I've got like a 20, 30 people going, whoa, dude, what are you doing? That's a spoiler. I'll take it down.
It wasn't a fight. But I did fall into the what the fuck, guys, category when Nick tweeted out during, it was before The Last Jedi opened.
Okay.
And he used a GIF that was freely available on Giphy.
Okay.
And put it in there. And I guess it was from a TV spot that had been running for a week or whatever.
Right.
But I don't watch TV. And I was trying to keep quiet.
Okay.
And so, like, I opened my Twitter. I was off on an event or something. And I opened my Twitter and there were so many people mad and including me on it. And it was because Nick had tweeted and mentioned me in it and then used that GIF. And they're like, spoilers. And I showed it to Kevin. I'm like, this is fake, right? Because it didn't even look real. And he's like, no, that's a real part of the movie. It's in the TV spot. And I'm like, I came back to Nick. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, dude, it's in the TV spot. I'm like, I didn't know that, though. And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? It's publicly available. I'm like, I don't know. We're both kind of right. You know what I mean?
I know. It's tough. And this is the problem with this kind of media saturated age that we live in where, you know, you've got animated GIFs like embedded live into your Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can go, oh!
Exactly. Yeah. By the time you know it's...
You can't unsee it.
It's the same thing of when I mean, waking up one morning. This is how it usually goes, I guess, is that I think everything's fake. But I wake up and like, there's Spider-Man with Captain America's shield, like all these screenshots. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I was like, this looks fake. And then it was like, no, this is from the Civil War trailer that just dropped. I was like, ah, fuck. Gotta go watch this trailer. I digress.
All right.
Let's do another question about the industry. How about that, huh? And we're all over the place. Queen of Dongles writes in to kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, what's good, Greg and Gary? Yesterday, Greg and Andrea had a discussion about receiving information off the record and how it's appropriate to share that with fans. You're merging a lot of things together, but okay. I was screwing it up. Greg and Andrea had a discussion about receiving information off the record and how it isn't appropriate to share that with fans. But isn't that every Jason Schreier article? Of course, referencing Jason Schreier over Kotaku, who gets a lot of scoops. The answer is no. Jason Schreier, number one video games journalist behind Andy Cortez, and me are very different people. And the reporting Jason's doing when he gets when he gets information from a source and writes the article about this game leak, this studio closure, this thing there, that is not off the record information he's getting. He's getting that from maybe an anonymous source, maybe someone who doesn't want their name published, but he's getting it on the tense of this is publishable information.
Right.
Whereas there's a huge difference we've talked about this for years since Beyond, the multitude of secrets I know about the video game industry that are shared with you over a beer or at a party, or somebody tells you the release date for this game that's coming up, or someone says that this thing happened, and it's very much like, this is between us. Okay, yeah, of course. That's not podcast fervor for me to come in and say out loud. If somebody was like, hey, this is happening, it's fucked up, and you can talk about it, you can source me, you can do whatever, that's a different story. But the amount of stuff we find out off the record means you don't use it at all. Similar to all the off-the-record shit, I'm sure... I must be a drop in the ocean for the off-the-record shit Jason knows about, which becomes, yep, that's off-the-record, so I'm not going to write about it until I can get somebody to go on the record or tell me exactly what's happening.
Right.
There are different things there. Let's see. Maybe... Ooh, no, we're right up on it. Let's see if I got one. Oh, here we go. This is what I want for you, Gary.
Okay.
Mary Poppins wrote in to kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, what games can you suggest for parents with jobs? My husband and I fell in love through video games, but we have a limited time for couple bonding due to our children and work. Thanks. That was the one that said PS, Gary.
I would just steer towards, you know, indie games with shorter play times, yeah, and episodic games. Are great for that. Things you can do in bite-sized,
yeah,
chunks.
That's great, yeah. Telltale stuff's great for that. Hey, here's 2 hours. Life is Strange. Here's 2 hours that you should set aside. That's a movie you're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get to play it together.
And, you know, and there are numerous options for things like that out there.
Or, I was thinking this weekend what I might like to do after I... If I platinum God of War. If I platinum God of War, I'll do something with Jen, my wife. If I don't platinum God of War, I'll ignore her and platinum keep working on it. But I still haven't played A Way Out yet, and that's that co-op game.
Well, that's
co-op.
Perfect for you, too.
Exactly, yeah. I think that'd be fun to play, Mary Poppins. It's longer, I know, but you could break it up over multiple nights.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. What other than... So you don't even... Do you often play games with your wife? Does one of you... when she's playing Horizon, are you taking care of the kid when she's playing God of War?
If I'm playing something, she'll watch, and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's rare for us to play... games co-op where we both have the controller. I mean, you know, like Puyo Puyo Tetris and Mario Kart and things that are,
sure,
and the Lego games, which are great for co-op, things like that.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
Gary.
Yes.
Each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, and podcast services around the globe, I do a segment called Squad Up. This is where one of you writes into kindoffunny.com/KFGD, giving me your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need a help in video games. I read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody has a good time. Today, a person by the name of No Name needs help with nothing. Their username is Sir Dr. JM, and what platform they on, they write never. No Name writes in and says, just wanted to bring this to your attention and wish Mike Fahey from Kotaku well. Hopefully you guys can spread the word on the show. Saw this yesterday.
What's going on here?
Couldn't figure out. Do you know Mike over at Kotaku? He does like the snack taku stuff. No. He does a whole bunch of different stuff. Article up from Steven Sotillo updating because he's been gone from the site for like a month with no word about it. Turns out he was undergoing emergency surgery for an aortic dissection.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, super serious stuff. Steven's article details it. In fact, that he had to be like put... don't kind of funny, you're wrong me on this one. I think it was that he had to be put to... He was... after surgery, it takes a long time to heal, so it was 2 weeks where he had to be put to sleep for like 2 weeks or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Sleep through it. He's up now. He's watching Cartoon Network. He still can't speak, so he has to mouth everything. I've seen Mike's work for a long time, obviously. I had the pleasure of meeting him at MomoCon 2015, I guess, when we were doing it the first time. Great guy. So, yeah, I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad they caught this before it turned out to be something terrible. Go read Steven's article on Kotaku. It is very much that, you know, he realized something was wrong. Something was wrong with his legs, and he complained about it, and then it kept sticking around, so he called 911 and got in there.
Yeah, I mean, anything to do with the aorta is not going to be minor, is it?
No, it's not at all. It's a big deal. That's a big deal. So, yeah, best wishes to him. Everybody give him a shout-out. Go to Kotaku, read that, leave a nice comment, maybe. Now it's time for You're Wrong.
All right.
This is where we ask people to write into kindoffunny.com/you're wrong and tell us what we screwed up as we screwed up.
We did ask a few questions. That's bad.
Here we go. Capitalist Pig says, Re-Kratos' voice. His name is Christopher Judge, and he was from Stargate SG-1.
Okay.
Sounds like some nerd stuff you'd like, yes? You like that
song? No, I never watched Stargate.
Oh, really? Wow, look at you. Capitalist Pig again. The GTA 5 age. The game first launched on September 17th, 2013. So just shy of 5 years ago.
Wow.
No, somebody's like, not saying Gary's wrong, then we're not going to read it, Kebabs. There's too many going on here. Oh, okay. Capitalist Pig again, about when I was talking about Yone over, working on, their Valiant Hearts, not the creative director of Valiant Hearts, but the content director. He is, however, creative director on this new project. Gotcha. Somebody's trying to correct me on the Euros. That was clearly a joke. Somebody's trying to correct. It was Finland for the sliding scale on tickets.
Oh, it's Finland. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was something, just a Scandinavian country, yeah.
Arvel says, Nintendo kind of introduced loot boxes last week in Animal Crossing New Leaf, and they're called Fortune Cookies.
Interesting.
You still playing that?
New Leaf?
Yeah. Oh.
No, I've been playing Pocket Camp.
He said New Leaf, but that's interesting. He probably meant Pocket Camp. You playing Pocket Camp anymore?
I have been. I haven't played in a long time.
Yeah, okay. Somebody wants to argue about microtransactions. We're not going to do that. Finland again. Capital Splig says, last game with an AO rating. The last one I could find was some visual novel called Eden. Plus Mosaic. The last one people might have heard of before that was Hatred. I remember hearing about Hatred.
Oh, that was an AO?
Apparently. Lord of Pwned says, regarding gambling in video games, the ESRB classifies gambling as AO already, and loot boxes currently skirt away from the gambling definition because it's a well-defined and illegal sense in America, at least. Make sure you box the grab bag. He goes on, but there is a thing right now if you were put straight up gambling and there would be AO. So okay. Maybe they can bend to your will and put it something like that.
Right.
People are still talking about the fucking Finland correction. I assure you it would have been corrected by now. Shredberg says Death Road to Canada is actually not out today. It was postponed indefinitely by the devs after the events in Toronto.
Well, I guess fair enough.
More AO stuff. Catching up here. It's going great. I was right. Shredberg says I was right about Octopath Traveler. The date wasn't new. So let me go back and say fuck you to Suburbanite Slob. Dalton says Heavy Rain is a standalone on PlayStation 4. You can get it if you pre-order the digital deluxe edition of Detroit.
Nice little bonus.
Exactly. Chat Kid 69 says the game Gary was thinking about was Titan Quest.
I knew it was Titan something. Yeah,
Titan Souls is what Greg explained. And we're almost done, everybody. Yeah, we already talked about that. Oh, here we go. Lucar Wolf says, a tip for Mary Poppins. A friend and I completed a way out in two sittings, one evening after another. Just a note.
All right.
And then X-Man 2K2 says, you can block YouTube thumbnails using Adblock Pro.
Okay.
But don't be
Adblocking. I just want to be able to turn off the recommendations. Because I watch one thing, it doesn't mean I want to watch a million other things like that.
Sure,
the recommendation algorithm is really aggressive.
Yeah. Somebody was making fun of it. Like, you know, it'd be like ordering a grilled cheese at a restaurant. And then every day for the rest of your life, do you want a grilled cheese?
Yeah, it's like the Amazon is the weirdest. It's like you buy a washing machine or something on Amazon and there'll be recommendations of washing machines. Well, I don't need one now.
Now it's done.
I just bought one.
People also looked at it. I'm like, I know what they looked at. I got this now. Don't worry about it.
I mean, maybe recommend washing powder or something because I'm going to need that next.
I hear Tide Pods are in the news a lot. They sound good.
Very popular. Yes.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. KindaFunny.com/KFG. Then watch it wherever you want to. Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames, or listen on podcast services around the globe. Tomorrow, the Reverend Jared Petty returns to talk me through the excitement of waiting for Avengers Infinity War. But until then, no, it's been our pleasure to serve you.